You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Expressed on this program are the responsibility of those who make them. They do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this really beautiful planet that we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us for the very, very first time, welcome. We're glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a really good habit to get into. For those of you who are new, there are a couple of things that I always remind us of as we start the show, and it's very important. Both of them are. First of all, go over to KevinSmithShow.com. KevinSmithShow.com. Now, when you get to KevinSmithShow.com, that's where you'll find these two things. First thing happens to be on the left side in our menu, and that's the K-Files e-zine. That's our free weekly newsletter. It really is free, absolutely free, and no strings attached. All you have to do is just give us your first name and your email address, and we will send you a confirmation email when you confirm that you really did subscribe. That's what you intended to do. You subscribed. Then you're in. That's it. It takes about 20 seconds, and that's all. And then you begin to get the K-Files easy. Now, if you decide you don't want it anymore, you can just unsubscribe by going to that same page and unsubscribing. It's really that simple. No strings attached. Also, if you scroll down the page and look on the right-hand side, you'll see a white button. Little white button on the right hand side, and that button says UpSnap. It takes you over to the website of UpSnap. UpSnap is a really cool service, and it's free. If you have a cell phone, the UpSnap service allows you, free of charge, to listen to the Kevin Smith Show on your cell phone. So if you're away from your computer at showtime and you want to listen to the show, you can listen to it. They don't charge you for it. You, of course, you have to, whatever your plan is with your cell phone. I mean, like some people have one of those cell phones where they have to pay for every second they're on it. Well, that's between you and your service provider. Most people these days have one of those plans where you have free minutes at night. Well, in that case, you use your free minutes at night, listen to the show, and you're not being charged for the service of bringing the show to you. Okay, you understand? Absolutely free. It's called UpSnap. Good thing. Very, very good thing. Now, tonight, what we're going to do is have a little bit of fun. Night before last, I had twins, identical twins, here on the show. They are psychics, and we talked about what's going on in Philadelphia. And what's happening is they're shutting down psychics. They've found an old ancient law and have decided they're going to close down the psychics in Philadelphia. And so I want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about freedom. I want to talk about your freedom. And what you think about this practice of shutting the psychics down in Philadelphia or anywhere else. I'd like to know what you think about the whole idea of this possibly being a violation of the constitutional rights of the psychics and those who go and visit the psychics. Is this a violation of their constitutional rights, and should the United States Department of Justice be prosecuting the city officials who are denying constitutional freedom to the American citizens living there? We'll be back.
10, 9.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring 5 of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
The news. It seems there's only pain and suffering, and there ain't nothing I can do. It's so senseless, I feel defenseless, so small. I could shut my windows, I could bolt my door, but if I don't feel safe enough to speak my mind anymore, then what's the use? I've nothing left to lose, no further to fall. So I'm gonna love, and I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna dream, and I'm gonna roll up my sleeves and give everything until there's nothing left to give. That's the only way I know how to live. It was a nightmare, no tongue can tell. The streets of New York City look just like the gates of hell. In a flash, the smoke and the ash pouring down like rain. But they circled wagons and they gathered round as they bravely pulled our brothers and our sisters from the ground. And I know that we owe them more than to be afraid. So I'm gonna ride, and I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna dream, and I'm gonna roll up my sleeves and give everything until there's nothing left to give. That's the only way I know how to live. What comes of war? I know freedom has a price, but it doesn't keep score. It's too much to swallow, it's left me hollow. After all this time, all of this time. But I won't tell you what to believe.
And we are back at the Kevin Smith Show, and we are going to focus this evening on something I think is really curious, and not just curious, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you are of the opinion already that we're going to talk about this just because it's curious. Well, no. We're going to be talking about this because I think it's actually very important. and I think it's important to people all over the world for whom freedom is important. There are people all around the world who still look to the United States of America as a model for, not maybe not the model, but a model and a very bright and shining model for personal freedom. And I think that's a great thing, and I certainly hope it's something that will continue. But things like what are taking place in Philadelphia certainly besmirch the name of freedom and liberty. Now, you probably are saying, well, now, wait a minute, I thought this was a paranormal talk show. Well, it is. And I thought you didn't talk about politics. We don't, and we won't. But we will talk about internationally important things and constitutional issues as they relate to paranormal things. And now, I think most of you would agree that psychics, mediums, I think most of you would agree that that falls into the category of the paranormal. Am I correct? And we talk about that. We have psychics that come on this show. In Philadelphia, as in every major city on this planet, there are psychics. Some of them are psychics who do this professionally. Now, the way it works, the best I've been able to figure out, is usually the way it works, is a psychic reaches a point in trying to help people where, if it's a true psychic, where there are so many people coming for help that finally the psychic has to make a decision to sort of go about this more professionally. And that means then that they're not going into the 8-to-5 job that they were working. And so they have to charge something for their time in order that they can survive. Okay, so, I mean, it gets to a point where there's so many demands on their time and so much demand that they can't go to work. And so they have to then begin to charge something for their time. I don't think that that's, I don't think that's evil. Let's see, the last time I checked, that's what my doctor does. Last time I checked, that's what my lawyer does. Call him on the telephone. Talk to him for about 10 minutes, get a bill for $500. Yeah, that's kind of how it all happens. In Philadelphia, someone discovered that there was an old law on the books that made it illegal for psychics to charge money. They can't profit by being a psychic. Okay. So city officials began to close down the psychics. Philadelphia has been in the news for a lot of reasons. They, you know, have an American national, they have a national football team, NFL team. That puts them in the news. Of course, way back, you know, that's where the Constitution of the United States was born. That's where it was written. And that's the most unique document that's ever been produced in human history. Some people would say, well, no, it's not. You know, lots of democracies have constitutions. Yes. But not one single democracy on this planet, not a single democracy on this planet has a constitution like this one. All other democracies, the constitutions grant rights to the citizens, but not the Constitution of the United States. It does not grant a single right to anybody. It is written from the position of we the people. And we the people are, with that document, forming a government, and we are saying we already have all the rights there are. We don't have to tell you what all of them are, but here are some of them that we are telling you, the government whom we are now forming, we're telling you to back off and don't touch these. That's the way our Constitution is written. The government does not grant us rights through a constitution. We grant the government existence through a constitution, and with that constitution, we tell the government, back off, sit down, shut up on these rights. Don't touch them. For instance, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Well, that's pretty simple. Congress, you're not in the religion business. Sit down, shut up. It's not your business. Pretty clear. Philadelphia is where that very unique document was born, the document that brought the idea of freedom to the max out in public, brought it out in public for the world to see. And I'm talking about really maximum personal freedom. Philadelphia is now the city, the birthplace of that maximum freedom, is now the city saying, oh, we're going to close psychics down. You can't be a psychic and profit from it. And so my question, I have several. My question tonight, first off, is do you think that the closing down of these psychics, putting them out of business, so to speak, is that a violation of constitutional freedom? For instance, freedom of speech. Perhaps freedom of religion. Is it a violation of that? Has the birthplace of the most dramatic freedom ever seen on this planet become the enemy of freedom? Has the birthplace of the Constitution become an enemy of the Constitution? Caller, you are live on the radio. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Quebec.
Yes, Michelle.
Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening.
Touchy subject.
Yeah, it may be a little bit touchy, but then again, it's important.
Yeah, I know. You know, if it was happening here, it wouldn't happen, because they'd just tax it. So it wouldn't be profitable to do it.
Well, what do you think? Do you think they should have the right to just close them down?
No, of course not. That don't only hit your civil rights, but your right to speak. And for some of them, it's probably a little close to religion, isn't it?
I think so.
The spiritualism, the new religion of the millennium.
Yeah, I think it could very well be classified as a religious belief.
Well, look in, they had a poll in England back, I think, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that they were seeing what faith was, what was your faith, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this, anyway. I don't remember the exact words of the poll. But which one, the one that won was from Star Wars. The power, the force?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that won. More people in England believed in what they found in a movie than the faith they were brought up with.
I don't find that difficult to believe, because I have to tell you that philosophically it makes a whole lot more sense than a lot of the versions of Christianity that are out there. I'm not saying it's better than Christianity. I'm just saying that there are a lot of flavors of Christianity, and you start checking what they really believe, and it gets kind of actually a little nutty in some cases.
If I can just correct myself there a minute, the wording was, I guess it was, what faith are you? And they put Jedi.
Okay, Jedi, yeah. May the force be with you kind of philosophy.
If I might just change the subject just for a minute.
Sure.
Because I found this story, and if it's true, it's not a hoax. It's very big. UFO found an iceberg. Did you see that today when I sent it to you?
Yeah, I did. That story first appeared in 2004, and there's been no further information since.
Well, see, I think I was checking all over for dates, and I couldn't find nothing, eh?
Yeah, I checked it out. It first appeared in 2004, and there's been no follow-up on it.
Okay, I'd never seen that story before, so I just thought it was very big.
It is pretty exciting stuff, but nobody followed up on it.
No, and I mean, seeing there was a couple doctors named there, Cordoba, and what was the other doctor's name was Stewart or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was quite a big story. We just got tonight's sightings. That was Paul or somebody. Anyway, it came on in Canada tonight on our space station. And you know, it was the first show I've ever seen about UFOs. It was to the point.
Yeah.
No questions asked. There was no debunkers. It was just the story as it was related and, you know, back to the people.
Uh-huh.
And most of it was, military.
And this was in Canada, huh?
Yeah, Stanley Friedman, he was a speaker on it. Nick Pope. You know, it's the top, they were asked to pick the top 10 cases ever of UFOs. And the 10 cases that they showed,
yeah,
all there was no bias in them whatsoever. And there are still cases today that are unsolved.
Oh, yeah.
Shag Harbor.
Big one. Shag Harbor is absolutely huge.
Yeah, and the one in England there where the American bases there, where they had it for two nights.
Yeah, Rendlesham.
And remember the story, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's still working on the stealth, or he worked on the stealth airplane there. He was a guy that made planes.
Okay.
And his crew was out there flying around in one of the first five planes that the America had made.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at home having a barbecue. He see this thing, kind of a triangle flying saucer, and the boys in the airplane were flying their way. Anyway, they crossed the path, they see it too. And so they corresponded their information together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best cases of UFOs ever. It was about 1,500 feet high and about 200 feet wide. Anyway, the stealth came out of it. Because this guy works on this kind of stuff. And I mean, that was
it. Yeah, there are some huge, huge cases out there that are still unsolved. You're right about that.
And the case we...
But now, don't talk about it in Philadelphia because there's probably a law against it.
Ain't that awful?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really... I don't want to make any opinions being Canadian. I mean, this is more for an American opinion, but I mean...
I don't think so. I don't think so. Look, that's why I brought this up. It is true that the whole idea of, you know, is it a violation of our Constitution? Yeah, that's an American thing. But freedom of speech is an international thing. And by the way, if you check the International Conventions on Human Rights, one of the things that is in there is freedom of speech. That's an international thing. And I think the whole world ought to have an opinion about it.
Well, I mean, I think if the whole world did have an opinion on it, we wouldn't be fighting each other so much.
Yeah.
I think it's time that we have to take the blinders off and realize the Internet's here. It's a whole new game, and it's no longer what's in your backyard, but all over the world.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And I think you would agree with me. I mean, that America led the way ever since the end of World War II. And I think a lot of people are waiting for America still to lead the way. Because let's face it, I mean, being so close and a neighbor of America, I mean, anybody has to respect and love the freedom that America has given its people, which I'm sorry to say, they are being losing more and more every day, and they fought for the price of a cent of gas before, and now they don't seem to care about what's going on in America. I don't know if they get the people so scared and hiding behind, like I say, blinders, but what I hear on the Internet and on your show and other shows, wake up, people. It's happening to you.
It is. And, Michelle, I think what the deal is, people are just, you know, they're just sort of mentally asleep, mentally numb, kind of anesthetized, and they don't realize. Look, you can complain about your freedom of speech dying and going away, or you can use freedom of speech.
It's one or the other. And, you know, how do you get freedom of speech back? You use it. You use freedom of speech to speak out against these kinds of moves. That's how it works. Michelle, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Kevin. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. Look, why should we even care? I mean, some of you listening, not everyone who listens to this show thinks that psychics are the real deal, okay? I mean, there are a lot of people that listen to this show that like us because we talk about UFOs, we talk about UFO research, the possibility of extraterrestrial life, space exploration, future science, things like that. But when we get to psychics, you don't really care about it. But see, there are a lot of people who love this show because we talk about psychics, and we have psychics on the show from time to time. And UFOs and things like that, they don't really care about that. The important thing is that you understand that there are a lot of people out there in the world who don't like any show that talks about any of this stuff, and if they can shut it down, they will. And when you let them do it in little bitty pieces, then eventually, you know, you can have a picture that's the size of a wall, but it's all cut up like a jigsaw puzzle. And if you just start taking pieces out, eventually you'll have it all gone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Debbie from Columbus, we're right up against a break. You can hold on. You got 5 seconds. Should Philadelphia shut the psychics down?
Hell no.
All right, we'll be back. We'll be back right after this, and we'll have Deb's comments.
Thank you.
And we are back. Those of you who live in Philadelphia, a couple of things that I need you to do real quick. If you live in Philadelphia, first of all, you need to call all of your friends, your neighbors, your family, your enemies, and all news reporters that you can possibly get a hold of and tell them that one of the very large online and on radio talk shows is focusing on their unconstitutionality tonight so they can monitor it. And the second thing I'd like for you to do is everyone right now sign up for UpSnap. Get it going. Get the show on your cell phone. And once you've got it on the cell phone, run down to the Circle K or the 7-Eleven on the corner. I need you to do that, okay? If you're in Philadelphia, everybody fill up the Circle K, 7-Elevens, Quick Trips, and all of that, all over the city. I want you to see if any of these places have pretzels in bags in the store. Can you go into the store and buy a bag of pretzels? If the answer to that is yes, please, please call the police immediately. That's illegal in your state. No joke. All right, we're back. Deb, what do you think? You think they ought to be able to have pretzels in bags?
Well, I don't care for pretzels, so that's okay. I mean, that's okay for the folks that like pretzels. Yeah, this is just so, I mean, what is our country coming to? I mean, this is getting so ridiculous.
Overregulated and oppressed because we do not speak out and just be free. You know, nobody can stop you from just being free. They can kill you.
But see, that's
but other than that, no, they can't stop you from just being free.
And you know, and I'm not trying to get into politics, but I'm just trying to make a point here. The problem is a lot of these officials that are elected, the people who elect them don't know anything about them. They have absolutely no clue where these government officials are coming from.
Well, I'll tell you something.
City officials.
Deb, a lot of Americans who are out there voting don't even have a clue about what democracy and freedom is.
Exactly.
They talk about the Constitution, and they say things that are absolutely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they'll say things like, well, you can't do that. That's a violation of the constitutional separation of church and state. I will give you $1,000 right now, Debbie, if you can read to me in the Constitution where there is a separation of church and state.
It does not say that in there.
No, it's not there. That's fiction created mainly by people like Ted Kennedy.
Well, it's absolutely. But,
and by the way, let me say, that's not a political statement.
No, it's not.
It's his speeches.
Thing.
He makes the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But, you know, and again, I'm not trying to toot the horn here on politics, but that's an example. The thing is, folks do not know the first thing. Most of the people that go to the polls and vote do not know the first thing about the officials that they are electing into these offices.
Yeah, I think
so that's
true. So
they're electing these officials into these offices that are not really, these officials are not really representing their constituents and their areas that they are supposed to be representing properly, which means they can find a little unknown, hardly known law like this about, you know, shutting down the psychics and the psychics not getting paid, and the people that voted them in the office are not going to do anything about it because that's the reason why they voted them in the office. They know nothing about these officials.
So that's true. By the way, I have an alert. I have an alert I've just been handed. Hang on a second. We have a special alert for everyone in Philadelphia. All right? If you have any colleges that have dormitories within Philadelphia, in fact, within your state, please go check and see if there are dorms for women. Because if there are, you must call the police and immediately demand that they shut them down, because any house that has over 16 women in it is declared to be a brothel, and it's illegal. Please shut down the women's dorms immediately. Do it tonight. Demand it from your police. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That is right.
That's the truth. Oh, I did a little research, as you can see.
I believe you. Yeah. Ohio is the same way. There is a law in Ohio, and it's not, it hasn't, I mean, it's been on the books for many years. Milking a cow was not allowed on Sunday because Sunday is the Lord's Day of Rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your cow has to wait until Sunday night at midnight to be milked. I mean, there's just silly little laws like that. And Philadelphia is not the only city.
No, but they have attacked, and they've taken aim at a segment of our audience.
Yes.
And it's an important segment of our audience.
I'll tell you what, I sure as heck wouldn't be moving to Philadelphia because this is the work that I do. Many people would consider the work that I do paranormal. And in many people's eyes, it is. I don't consider it paranormal because it is very normal to me. This is what I am here for in this lifetime. This is what I do. I'll actually be meeting with a client on Saturday night to help her with some fibromyalgia that she's going through right now. But this is what I do. I heal. I also.
You're not going to be doing that in Philadelphia.
No, not in Philadelphia. That's what I said. I would not be moving there. So, definitely, this is utterly ridiculous. And if there's anybody in Philadelphia listening to us right now. Folks, come on over here to Ohio. Come here to Columbus. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Hey, get out of Philadelphia. The rest of this country is free.
You know, and for the whole, maybe the rest of Pennsylvania is not like that. Maybe it's just Philadelphia that is.
I don't know, but I'm going to have fun with Philadelphia tonight. Deb, thanks for the call.
Silly, thanks, Kevin. Right. Bye.
Look, this is a very, very serious situation. We have people now fanning out across Philadelphia, checking for 7-Elevens, Quick Trips, and Circle K's, and any other convenience stores that have bags of pretzels, because it is illegal in the state, in your state, Philadelphia. In Pennsylvania, it is illegal to have pretzels in bags. That is against state law. It has been since 1760. You surely should know it by now. Also, we have folks fanning out across the state to take a look at the universities to see if there are women's dorms. Because if there are, you need to call the police immediately. You may even have to notify the state police to get enough help in, because you've got to shut these down. By state law, 16 women, that's the max you can have living in one house. More than that, and it is a brothel. So we have people fanning out across Pennsylvania now to get this very, very raucous situation under control, and we'd love to hear how it's going. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Steve from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, Steve. If you will, reach back there and turn the audio down on the show.
Okay. Yes, I'm curious about an article you had in your newsletter about a movie, a 20-year-old movie called Tron.
Did you read my blog about that?
Yes. In fact, I had no interest.
Uh-huh.
In the movie until I seen it in your newsletter, and then I said to myself, oh, I have to get that movie.
Yeah, by the way, I love the movie.
Okay, so I was able to get a copy of it from Netflix.
Okay.
And I was looking for the information about some scenes in the nuclear facility and whatever, but it's 20 years old and not there any longer. I don't think.
Well, the original article was a spoof, and we had been getting such heavyweight email that I decided to put. I sometimes have a weird sense of humor, kind of like what I'm doing tonight, and I decided we need to lighten this up a little bit. This is just getting a little bit crazy, and so I put a link to that article in the newsletter. I got 5, 6, maybe as many as 8 emails from people who were just scorching me because, you know, I should know better, that this is a joke. It's and you put that in, you know, good grief, you think I never have a joke. But yeah, the original one, the original article there, the link to that is it's a spoof article.
Okay then. Well,
yeah, Homeland Security has not banned the movie Tron.
Well, I was looking. I mean, what possibly involved in the security risk of this movie? I mean, it was done before computers even.
Yeah, but isn't it cool? I mean, when you look at it and you see how futuristic they were.
Oh, yeah. I think everything was done with graphics,
mm-hmm.
animation, and whatever. Oh, yeah, I can see where they would have a turning point there and a 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, you're in Baltimore, right?
Correct.
Well, that's not all that far. I mean, it's not right next door to Philadelphia, but it's not all that far. You know, they may need some volunteer help over there to get all these brothels shut down. You know,
well,
I mean, really, you know, all of the women's dorms at the universities, if they have more than 16, by state law, more than 16 women there, and it's a brothel.
Oh, I don't know what's going on over there in Philadelphia, because your guests are from my area. They're just down the road from me, in fact.
Uh-huh, the ones from night before last.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're down in Severna Park, and most of the women in Baltimore and whatever, I mean, they don't blast it out, but in fact, in my family, I know all of them at one time or another, you know, seek these types of services.
Sure. And, you know, my point about this is pretty simple. Whether you think psychics are real or not, if you think they're all fake, so what? It's a free country. There are people, I have people that I talk to on a fairly regular basis who believe that all clergymen are fakes. I mean, absolutely believe it. But you have a right and a freedom to go to church and listen to the clergyman of your choice if that's what you choose to do. It's called freedom.
Correct. Well, it's just very strange about this story out of Philadelphia, because the area where your guests live, 90% of their neighbors are government people, very well educated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they use their services.
Well, I'm pretty sure. And you know, but there's a faction over there in Philadelphia that has, and I'll be honest, in my opinion, I think they are enemies of the Constitution. And I really think that these government officials that are doing this, it's not all of them, just a couple, the ones that are doing it really need to be brought up on charges by the Justice Department, because what they're doing is a violation of the constitutional freedoms of the people.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even a hint of this stirs me up, and I get other people stirred up about it. But,
well, you get them all stirred up, and everybody that's stirred up from your area, perhaps you can charter a bus or borrow somebody's RV or something, and all of you get over to Philadelphia to help them look for the bagged pretzels. There's a real bagged pretzel crisis over there. It's illegal to have pretzels in a bag in Pennsylvania.
What?
And, you know, there's Circle K's and 7-Elevens and Quick Trips. All kinds of convenience stores that are just overrun with bagged pretzels. There's a crisis, and they need help.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, that's a true law. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's a crisis, folks. It's something way beyond description, and the people in Philadelphia need your help. It's not being reported on CNN. It's not being reported on CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, or Fox. You heard it right here. They've got a real crisis. They have women's dormitories at universities that have more than 16 women in them. They're just overrun with these places. Those are, by state law, considered to be brothels, and I bet if you really get to checking, you'll find that some of those brothels have bagged pretzels in them. We'll be back.
get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. Doing our best to help our friends in Philadelphia. There's a real crisis there in the city. It's gotten so bad that it's become necessary for city officials to close down psychics. They've got a law that says it's illegal for you to make a profit from being a psychic or from fortune telling. So in a real effort to protect the people of Philadelphia from the freedoms of their constitution, in an effort to protect them from that, they've been closing down psychics. And so what we've done is we've realized that actually there are many, many things that are going on in this city of Philadelphia that make it the capital of sin throughout the world, and we're trying to help the people of Philadelphia get rid of all of these evils in their lives. We have a caller holding on the line. Caller, if you will, hold for just one moment. I have an alert that I need to read for the people of Philadelphia. If you're in the Philadelphia area, please, folks, I know it's dark over there. Many of you are driving, and many of you are in violation. All of you are in violation of the law. Each and every person living in Philadelphia, please step outside your house right now, look into the sky, and see if you can see flares going off. If you cannot, please call the police and tell them there are no flares in the sky.
because it is a law that a motorist driving along a country road at night must stop every mile and send up a rocket signal and then wait for 10 minutes for the road to be cleared of livestock. Folks, it is urgent. Urgent. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from, please?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Oh, Brent from Wyoming. You don't have any of these evils in Wyoming, do you?
We probably have a few. I just haven't paid attention to them.
Oh, man, don't tell me. You have pretzels in bags over there?
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
Oh, my God. All right. But what's up, Brent?
You're missing one crucial group in your dorms.
What?
Sorority houses.
Well, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorority houses, if they have more than 16, it's a brothel by state law in Pennsylvania, and you must close it down.
Yes. On a more serious note, I'll quote my father.
Okay.
He's a World War II vet.
Uh-huh.
And one time somebody said to him, "You don't like what I'm saying." He said, "No, I don't. But I'll fight to the death to make sure you have the right to say it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's freedom. We used to have that coming out of Philadelphia. They sent a letter out to the rest of the world about that. They called it the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know. Now they've decided that you can't go see a psychic if you want to, and a psychic can't see you if he wants to or she wants to. So, Brent, you ever sing in the bathtub?
The shower.
It's illegal in Pennsylvania, and I just want to put an alert out because it's that time of the night where a lot of people over in Pennsylvania now in that time zone are beginning to take their evening bath or their shower. If you hear your neighbor singing, please call the bathtub inspector department and make sure you get him shut down. It's illegal.
The other thing is, I think common sense went out the window in Philadelphia.
I think so. I really do. And the thing about it, you see, is a lot of people, because it's happening to psychics, they're keeping their mouth shut. And they're saying, I don't believe in psychics anyway. Well, what's going to happen when it starts happening to Catholics? Or when it starts happening to Baptists? Or Methodists or Presbyterians? Are you going to sit around and say, "Oh, well, I'm not a Catholic, it's okay"? Eventually it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important thing. It's happening to the psychics. It's wrong. And I want to, I'm not kidding you, I want to see every bag of pretzels destroyed by the police, not by mob violence. I want to see the motorists sending up a flare every mile. I want to make sure that all of the dorms for the female students are shut down or at least reduced down to 16, because if you got more than 16, that's a brothel. I want them to have a real revival of righteousness in Philadelphia, and so I'm bringing this to their attention.
Yes. Good luck.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right. Folks, these are actual laws in Pennsylvania. Now, the deal about the pretzels, that's just Philadelphia. But these are actual laws in Pennsylvania. And if you're going to shut the psychics down, I want you to have a real righteousness revival. And I want you to come I want you to come to a real righteous conclusion here. It's important, you see, because there is no rational, real reason why you would shut down psychics and say they can't do it. People who want to go see the psychic and get some counseling or advice from the psychic are not allowed to do that. They're going to shut them down. There's no rational, real reason for it. Now, you might say, "Well, yeah, of course there are. Psychics are fakes." That's what you believe. But there are people who believe your minister is fake. You know, it's called freedom. It's in our Constitution, and I think people should have the right to go and see who they want to see for counseling, whether you agree with it or not, whether I agree with it or not. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kevin, Joe from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Man, are you getting a group together to go over and help these poor folks at Philadelphia?
No. Philadelphia County is the most corrupt county, second only to Chicago, under Mayor Daley.
Wow.
Yeah, wait a minute now. There was a book written called The Boss that talked about Mayor Daley.
Mm-hmm.
Our governor here in Pennsylvania, I sued him one time. I sued him.
Yeah?
He personally masterminded the theft of the estate of Benjamin Franklin. I sued him in court in Philadelphia County. Unfortunately, I came before his wife, who summarily dismissed my complaint because I had no standing as a citizen in Pennsylvania. So, I'm not surprised to hear anything that you're saying tonight. Kevin, trust me. I'm not surprised to hear any of this stuff about Philadelphia County.
Well, now listen, I've just gotten another alert here that's very important. I'm sure
you can't shut down those brothels.
I'm sure that there are a lot of housewives over there, and
yeah.
There is an ordinance that bans housewives from hiding dirt and dust under a rug in a dwelling, and I'm sure there must be a city department of rug inspection.
I'm certain there is.
We need to alert them that they need to be inspecting those housewives' jobs and make sure they're doing it right.
We have one over here in Pittsburgh. He's the son-in-law of the deputy commissioner. He is the sidewalk inspector. He makes $270,000 a year. Sidewalk inspector.
What do you inspect on a sidewalk?
You tell me. I guess cracks. Kevin, you know what? I spit coffee all over the wall when I read this. I saw this kid's name. His first name's Joey something or other. I don't. Joey Crosby, sidewalk inspector. I spent $207,000, and he got caught on the golf course when he was supposed to be in a meeting. When he was supposed to be inspecting the sidewalk. So it's everywhere, Kevin. Hey, good to hear your voice, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Like the show tonight.
Well, it's urgent. It's very urgent. This is almost as urgent as being invaded by Mars.
Hey, I sense that. I'm going to be out your way the end of the month. I'm doing some things for NASA.
Why don't you give me a call right after the show? We'll talk.
I will.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, folks, this is it is urgent. It's really. You think that the war of the worlds was urgent when Mars fictionally invaded the Earth? Hey, this really is urgent because it's not fiction. It is basic constitutional freedom being trampled on by some elected officials or some bureaucrats. And I'm not kidding when I say that I think the Justice Department should come down on them like a ton of bricks because they are taking away constitutionally protected freedoms from American citizens. People in Philadelphia have a right to go see a psychic if that's what they want to do, and they have a right to be a psychic if that's what they are. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to ever go see a psychic. You can think they are all fake. But it's this little thing called constitutional freedom. We'll be back. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today.
Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show for those of you just now tuning in the second hour. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And what is under discussion this evening happens to be the actions of some government officials over in Philadelphia, city government officials, who have decided that if you want to see a psychic, tough. If you are a psychic, tough. Psychics are being shut down in Philadelphia. Based on an old law, and I'm doing my best to help the people of Philadelphia, since these officials seem to have a love of these old laws. I'm certainly trying to help the people of Philadelphia by pointing out some really egregious and urgent matters. Now, one of the alerts that we've put out this evening has to do with the fact that it is illegal to have pretzels in a bag. It's been illegal since 1760 in Philadelphia, and I hope that the citizens of Philadelphia are taking this seriously and urgently pressing upon their city officials to remove bagged pretzels from all convenience stores. We have some other alerts that are out there. One of them is pretty hot right now because of the time of evening that it is in Philadelphia. It is illegal to sing in the bathtub. Didn't make that up, folks. That's the law. You can't sing in the bathtub. You hear somebody singing in the bathtub, please call your city bathtub inspectors and have them shut down. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Me again, Kevin. Michelle from Quebec.
Yes, Michelle.
Can I just make this a little darker?
Okay.
Think about something. You ever seen the series on TV that was Babylon 5?
Yes.
The psych detective?
Yeah.
Everybody had to wear gloves. They weren't allowed to mix with the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it starts off little things like shutting down psychics here and psychics there, and the next thing you know, anybody with any psychic ability at all. You know, it scares a lot of people for somebody that might be able to read their mind or view in the future what they're doing or anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, one step always leads to another. It dominoes the domino effect.
Well, I'll tell you what. People who have dark intentions, a real psychic does scare the living hell out of them. Because the psychic very often can see what's coming.
Well,
so you're right.
I just wanted to phone you up about that and just give you one of our crazy laws. You know, here in Canada, when it started out, was Upper Canada and Lower Canada, right?
Yeah.
And that means Lower Canada was Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the only place in Canada with different laws than the rest of Canada. We have Napoleonic law.
Mm-hmm.
That came from Napoleon when he was emperor.
Yeah.
And it's still a law. I don't think it's ever been taken off the books. I don't know if it has anyway or not. But you're allowed to put your kid in jail if he's sarcastic or he's not listening to you.
No, you can put him in jail, huh?
Yeah, that was a Napoleonic law. And as far as I know, it's still on the books here. So if your kid's disrespectful or just don't do what you say, you just serve him in jail for a month or so to teach him how to listen.
Wow. Wow.
I've never heard of it used in Canada, but I know it was used in France for a little while, but...
Yeah, you know, I used to be a law enforcement officer in Louisiana, which is under Napoleonic law, and there are some strange laws on the books there. But, you know, we don't enforce them. We didn't enforce them because we knew that even though that was still on the books, you couldn't do it. There's a law on the books in Louisiana. It's a felony for a doctor to do an abortion. But we didn't enforce it because we understood there was this little thing called the Supreme Court in the Constitution, and they had ruled that it was not illegal.
Just one more thing, if I may, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, your guest you had on the night before last.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to get him back on and talk to him more about UFOs.
Yeah, they're pretty pretty sharp guests, weren't they?
Well, I mean, like you say, we're not all crazy about psychics, but I mean... But I tell you, I didn't even listen to about him until I started listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
That guy from Ontario came on there, the one that talked to you about the, I think it was, you had a serial killer in Phoenix or something.
He's from Serena.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was good.
Oh, yeah. He's very accurate.
He's the best I've ever heard, anyway.
Yeah, his name's Robbie Thomas.
But I mean, I'm like you. I, client sources, I don't question that anymore. I question why they're here. You know?
Yeah.
Are they good or bad? I don't even worry about the question anymore. Do they exist, flying saucers, or are they alien?
Well, see, the thing is with this issue, I like to talk about UFOs and the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent life and things like that. I also like to talk with psychics. But the point is, you shut the psychics down. What's going to be the next thing that's taboo and we can't talk about?
It seems to be that, it seems to be anything. They're scared of the people that are starting to open their eyes. And for sure, it shows, I want to thank you. I know I should get to let everybody else phone in. But your show, thank you, Kevin. Because you wouldn't believe, I mean, just listening to your show and talking to other people, the things that they never heard or never knew about. And now they turn around, they read different things.
Mm-hmm.
These people are happier.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're more, you know, they know what's going on. It ain't no surprises anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, and I'll let somebody else phone in.
All right, Michelle, thanks for the call. And the telephone number toll-free is 1-800-289-1092. And for all of you folks in Philadelphia, if you are still allowed to use your telephone and call into talk shows, we'd love to hear from you. I don't think they've started enforcing a ban on calling talk shows yet in Philadelphia, but it may not be much longer. So give us a call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from? Mm-hmm. I see. Just a little feedback there. All right. It's really, really important that all of the little minutia laws be enforced, and that we not take into consideration the fact that we have constitutionally protected freedoms. It's really important that we have government bureaucrats tell us how to think and how to live. My God, what chaos there would be if we were to have personal freedom and responsibility. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Josh from Centre County, Pennsylvania.
Josh, man, you have my sympathy. You really do, man. You're in Pennsylvania. What about the pretzel problem?
No.
Lots of pretzels all over the place, huh?
Oh, those pretzels, no. We've got Snyder, Hanover, we've got Utz. I mean, we're the food capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
Snack
what
capital,
are you sorry. Going to do with this problem?
Oh, we're going to eat pretzels right now. Dip them in mustard, soft pretzels.
Oh, my. Do you know that it is illegal for a man in Pennsylvania to purchase alcohol without the written consent from his wife?
Yeah.
That's the truth. You guys got some real problems right there in River City.
Yeah, we're not allowed to also, it's illegal to sleep on top of a refrigerator outdoors.
That's true. That's true. You haven't been doing that, have you?
No, nor have I been trying to catch fish with my hands.
That's illegal as well.
Yeah, there actually are two strange laws that are still practiced today. One is, which sort of makes sense, you're not allowed to purchase two packages of beer at a time.
Well, unless you're buying them from an official beer distributor.
Which we have. We have official, we call them state stores.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that, by the way, all liquor stores must be run by the state.
Yeah.
That's the law in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is. We can't have
Now, do you have any privately owned liquor stores in Pennsylvania?
Only beer distributors.
Only beer distributors.
Yep.
If I wanted to come to Pennsylvania, and I wanted to move there, and I wanted to open a liquor store, I could not do that, right?
No, you'd have to get a special liquor license.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but your law is that the stores must actually be run by the state. The liquor stores must be actually run by state officials.
Yeah, hard alcohol, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Something did happen not too long ago. I apologize because I forget where it's located in Pennsylvania, but there was I believe it was a 7-Eleven or a Unimart. These are convenience stores that actually was allowed to sell beer. Just one place. And I think it had to do with taxes or something. It was really strange. But there is one place that's privately run here in Pennsylvania that's allowed to sell beer, which is really weird. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it. Yeah, I'm pretty much against the whole, that is really it's pretty uncalled for to put the clamps down on the...
On the psychics?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think that it is because of this little document you guys produced called the Constitution.
Oh, I said uncalled for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you understand. Okay.
Yeah, but see, I think that it is uncalled for because I really believed that that document that came out of Philadelphia called the Constitution, I thought it was real.
I know what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of went over my head there for a second, had a brain fart. All right.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for the call, man. Are you going to go up, are you going to join the brigade to go up and help Philadelphia through this crisis?
I think I'm going to just end up buying a bunch of pocket-sized constitutions and start doing some civil service and just handing them out to people on the street here soon.
Yeah. Well, be sure you eat pretzels as you do that. Get them right out of the bag. Eat the pretzels so people can see that you're doing something free.
Yeah, I'm going to start telling people that. I didn't know that pretzel thing. People are going to pet. Well, people that are listening in Pennsylvania right now are probably choking on their pretzels.
It's been the law since 1760, which, of course, is before that Constitution.
Yeah, but I'd really like to hear the story behind that. I'm going to figure out why that came about. That's really weird.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be doing any driving tonight, Josh?
No.
Okay.
No driving tonight. No, none of the flares. None of the taking my car and apart so the horses don't get spooked and all.
Well, you have to have a blanket or a canvas where you can cover your car if you see a horse coming. So if you're driving and you get up into Philadelphia and you see one of the mounted policemen coming on his horse, you have to cover your car with a blanket or a canvas so you won't spook the horse.
That probably would spook the horse more.
Well, yeah, but, I want to see, there's apparently just an absolute chaos that has broken out in Philadelphia. Good gosh, there's psychics and pretzels in bags, people singing in the bathtub. You've got dormitories with more than 16 women. What is the world coming to? We want to try and help restore order.
Oh, yes, well, my brain's broken now. Hey, good show, Mr. Smith.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Yeah, really, I'm very, very concerned about Philadelphia. The first inkling of disorder, chaos, and anarchy in the streets was when we heard about the psychics having to be shut down. And now, we have begun to learn some things. We've begun to learn that, not only do they have this really terrible problem called psychics, not only that, the place is full of brothels. They've got dormitories and sorority houses with more than 16 women, and under state law in Pennsylvania, that is a brothel. There are convenience stores everywhere. Chaos is just reigning in the streets at Philadelphia. There are convenience stores that have bags of pretzels. Can you believe it? And they are very much urgently in need of our help. So we're trying to do what we can tonight to marshal help for Philadelphia. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie again.
Yeah.
Maybe that sidewalk inspector should hook up with the all-girls dorm. I'm sure those young ladies could plant him in some cement shoes and drag him over to Philly's City Hall, where he could please get this stupid law, which is called a blue law, off the books.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think things have gone way past that. It sounds like there's just chaos and anarchy.
Oh.
People singing in the bathtub. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
$270,000 a year to inspect cracks on a sidewalk? Geez, I'd like to have that job.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a good job.
He must get up, maybe at 9 o'clock, maybe 8 o'clock a.m., into work at 9, inspect the sidewalks for about maybe 3 hours, take lunch, go to a couple of meetings, and he's done by 3 p.m.
Well, yeah, yeah. But that's just one inspector. I want to know who is the inspector the pretzel inspector, the bathtub inspector, and the rug inspector. That's what I'd like to know.
That one with the housewives, I definitely wouldn't be able to go to Philadelphia with that. I'm such a slob.
Well, and look, obviously the police must be out checking the skies for flares in the sky at night.
Does it kind of remind you of the Phoenix light? The flare?
No, this thing with the psychics reminds me of the good old days of the communist Soviet Union. That's what it reminds me of, because they made it illegal to be psychic.
Oh,
In the Soviet Union. And they locked up a bunch of psychics. They sent a bunch of psychics to their prison camps, their stalags. And,
oh, that's horrible.
Their gulags, I mean.
Gulags, yeah.
Yeah.
And Siberia?
Yep.
I'm sure they probably shipped a lot of them. Oh, that's horrible.
Well, I don't know now. Now, look, Philadelphia is trying to get a handle on all the chaos.
Well, and if they start having gulags or something, we're definitely going to be in trouble. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, hard to believe that's going on in the birthplace of the Constitution.
That's right. You know what? Brent said that he talked to, he told his folks about the show, and their first comment was that Philadelphia was the home of the Constitution. I said, yep, the psychic situation is pretty stupid. I said, go figure. And then he says, I gave up on politicians a long time ago. So we're IMing each other as we're listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but, listen, thanks for the call.
All right, Kevin.
All right.
Good night.
Bye. Oh, yeah, it's a terrible situation, folks. I've been amazed by it. I have been astounded by it. It has scared me to the core. It has frightened me to the core to know that there is such absolute chaos in the streets of the birthplace of the Constitution of the United States of America. My God, what are we coming to? There are psychics in Philadelphia. And it has necessitated government officials shutting them down to make sure that you are safe from them so that you cannot go see a psychic, and nor can they be openly a psychic in Philadelphia. Let's see. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says something like this. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, papers, houses, and effects shall not be violated. Oops! That gets in the way of the government psychic inspectors, does it not? Really, I feel for the people of Philadelphia. There must be. I'd like to hear from someone in Philadelphia. If you're still allowed to call out, we have a toll-free number. I'd like to hear from someone in Philadelphia about the chaos that must be reigning in the streets. If you've got people singing in the bathtub, you've got people sweeping a little dirt under the carpet from time to time, you've got people not firing flares into the air each and every mile they drive at night, bagged pretzels, and Lord help us, dormitories with more than 16 women in them. All of that is illegal and in your state. And, you know, if you're shutting down the psychics, at least you're trying to get a handle on the chaos. My God, what anarchy there is in Philadelphia. But, if there's anybody in Philadelphia if you're still allowed to call out at nighttime, we would love to hear from you. I'd like to know what is the current situation in the streets over there, and especially with those pretzels in a bag thing. We'd love to hear what kind of chaos and anarchy is happening there. But we'd also like to know if your pretzel inspectors are getting things under control now. But the telephone number is 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to set up a special Philadelphia line. We're going to do it right now. If anyone in Philadelphia is, if you're able to get a call out, if you're still able to use a telephone and call out of Philadelphia. The telephone number, if you're in Philadelphia, is 1-800-318-1008. 1-800-318-1008. That is our special Philadelphia emergency line. We'd like to hear from you if things are not so chaotic and anarchic that you're unable to call. So if you're still able to get that call out, that number is just for you in Philadelphia, 1-800-318-1008. Now, please, folks, things are so urgent, I would request that you not call that number if you're from somewhere else. If you're from somewhere else, use our regular 800 line, 1-800-289-1092. If you are from Philadelphia, we do have that hotline set up for you, 1-800-318-1008, and I will be glad to take your call. Um, Philadelphia obviously has some very urgent problems, things really out of hand. As I said, people singing in bathtubs and sometimes trying to buy more than two six-packs of beer and, you know, all kinds of violations of state law, pretzels in the bag, dormitories with more than 16 women, very chaotic. And city officials are doing what they can to get it all under control. They have started with shutting down the psychics. But there are other things happening around the world that are also important, and they may be upon your mind. If you know of such chaos breaking out somewhere else, please let me know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Brent from Wyoming again.
Yes?
Kevin, I couldn't resist. I just hope this is not the first broadcast an extraterrestrial hears from Earth. Drive them nuts.
Well, they need to know that they're not allowed to come here and have pretzels in a bag in Philadelphia. They need to know that.
Yes, and they cannot have more than 16 women on their spaceships.
Well, that's true, because if they land with more than 16 women living on that spaceship, they are in violation. All right, we have to take a break. Brent, thanks for the call. And, folks, we'll be back right after this. I'm hoping Philadelphia will still be standing. Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
And we are back. A whole lot of what we've said here tonight so far has been tongue-in-cheek. But those are real laws that I mentioned. Philadelphia reached way back, picked up a law that has been on the books forever, and decided to start shutting down psychics in Philadelphia. And the issue is not, do you think psychics are real, or if you don't think they're real. That's not the issue. The issue here is that the fact that you listen to this show means that you're interested in things that are strange, unexplained. You're open-minded about these things. And it's a real threat to liberty, it's not just a threat. It's an open, face-to-face assault upon constitutional freedom for any place, any government, to say, we don't think psychics are real, so we're going to shut them down. Let me explain something. If that is allowed to happen unchallenged, then what about when they decide they want to shut down people who talk about genetically modified food? That is kind of future science. It's here. It's here, but it's futuristic science being practiced today. See, over in the Netherlands, they just got a big shipment of genetically modified corn. They got it from the United States, and they have turned it back. They've said no. They've rejected it. Well, I think that's an important issue, and because it is futuristic science, we've been talking about it. I've been talking about it for years, the whole thing of genetically modifying things, that I call it Frankensteinish. And here's a country, a whole country, that has said no to genetically modified corn that came from the United States of America. And so they're either going to ship it back or burn it. They haven't decided yet which they're going to do. So if I decide that's what I want to talk about, can I be shut down? You might say, well, no, you have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech if you're a psychic in Philadelphia. Folks, it's a big issue. Now, there are a lot of things we talk about on this show that there are some people will listen to a topic and say, that is so strange, that's so bogus, I don't even know why we're talking about it. I don't know why Smith is doing a show about that. Well, it is because that it's because it's strange, because it's unexplained, that we discuss it. We do have listeners, especially if they're new and they're not accustomed to the way we do this show, they're accustomed to talk shows where the host is promoting the thing he's talking about. They're accustomed to that. And so they think I'm promoting what we're talking about, whatever it is. Sometimes we have guests on here that say things and that tell stories and talk about things that really put my mind in a spin. And I'm thinking, man, how can that possibly be true? But that's why we talk about it, that we let them tell their story so we can all ask the questions, the hard questions, and get the answers so that we can examine what they're saying and determine whether we think it's true or not. I'm not promoting psychics. I am, at this point, promoting the freedom of psychics to be psychics, and your freedom to go and consult with them if that's what you want to do. I don't see any difference in that and people who go and consult with a priest or consult with a minister, a clergyman, or a rabbi. What's the difference? You might say, the clergyman or the rabbi, they're for real, and a psychic isn't. Well, that's your opinion. but there are people who see it the other way. How many of you listening to me right now have ever been to a chiropractor? Millions, millions of people have been to chiropractors. How many medical doctors would say chiropractors are quacks? Well, frankly, I think most medical doctors would say chiropractors are quacks. That's been their tradition. That's been their history. Most of them would say that. And yet many of you, by the thousands, tens of thousands, you've been to chiropractors, and you have gotten relief from whatever it was that was ailing you. Now, some of you have been to a chiropractor and it did no good at all, but some of you did go to a chiropractor and received some help. And so you believe in chiropractors. You think they are the real deal. Others of you think they're quacks. Don't you think the freedom to be a chiropractor and the freedom to go to a chiropractor is important? The argument is made by medical people that you go to a chiropractor and he does these adjustments and you don't actually get any real help. But the argument can also be made that people go to doctors and still die. It's freedom of choice. It's an important thing. And that's what is really under discussion here tonight. It concerns me that someone somewhere in this United States of America, it concerns me that a government official, a bureaucrat, would take it upon himself or herself to deny to you not only the right but the ability to go and talk with a psychic if that's what you want to do. If you don't want to talk to a psychic and you think that they're fakes, they're quacks, they're hocus pocus, if that's what you think, good. Fine. I'm not promoting psychics. I'm promoting the freedom of speech and belief that we're supposed to all be enjoying. I do not like genetically modified things. Some people do. They think it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. My freedom to speak out against genetically modified food is the same freedom as those who believe that it's a good thing to genetically modify food. They can speak out and they can say what they think about it. That's important. It's the free exchange of information, the free exchange of ideas. That's what is important. That is how we are able to grow. That is how we are able to move ahead psychologically. That is how we are able to move ahead intellectually. Now, I would not suspect that the majority of government officials at the local level over in Philadelphia, I would not suspect that the majority of them are in favor of what's happening. But until citizens stand up and say, wait just a minute, back off. You're infringing upon our rights. You're taking away our rights. You're abridging our rights that are guaranteed by our Constitution. Until that happens, this move will continue. But I'll tell you something. I've made fun of it tonight. I've tried to show you how silly it is for them to rely upon this ancient little law they've got. But this is not a joke, what I'm about to say. If they're going to enforce that law which I don't think they should. That law is actually unconstitutional. But if they're going to do it, I want to see them remove all the bagged pretzels as well. I want to see them closing down these brothels that are at their universities called dormitories for women. If they've got more, it's a law. That's the point. It's a law. It's on the books that if you have more than 16 women living in a house, it's a brothel. That's the law. Not here, but it is there. Actually, out here in Arizona, there's an old law that says if you have more than 6 women in the house, that's illegal. Over in Pennsylvania, it's 16 women. Nobody, none of the other states, no states enforce that law because we have dormitories and sorority houses. Nobody enforces that. But if you're going to reach way back and grab up one of these archaic laws against psychics, and you're going to use it in violation of the Constitution, if you're going to use it, let's get the rest of these going. Let's make this happen, okay? If you're going to grab that old law, then we need to see flares in the air. Listen, the law says in Pennsylvania that any motorist driving along a country road at night must stop every mile and send up a rocket signal. Wait 10 minutes for the road to be cleared of livestock, and then continue. That's the law. So if you're going to reach back and grab one of these old laws and use it against people to take away their freedom of belief, their freedom of expression, their freedom of speech, if that's what you're going to do, then let's get all of these laws. Let's get those pretzels out of the store if they're in bags. Let's go for it all. I don't think that's ridiculous. I think that's important. It's important for us, you and me, what's happening in Philadelphia, because we meet here each night to talk about things that are strange and unexplained. Our freedom to do that is threatened by the unchallenged actions of these one or two bureaucrats over in Philadelphia who are taking away people's freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of belief, freedom of assembly. They're taking away those freedoms. That's a challenge to what you and I do right here every night. So it is important. You don't live in Philadelphia. In fact, you know, I got a flash message from night before last. Got a flash message from a man in Morocco. We have gotten flash messages from all over the world. I mean, not every country, but yeah, representative of just about every area of the world. We've gotten flash messages from Germany, from Australia, from Austria. Flash messages from Asia. Messages from just about every area of the world. So this freedom of speech thing and this freedom of thought, it's an important issue. A very important issue. Without that freedom, shows like this cannot exist. Without that freedom, we're not free to think about and to talk about all these strange and unexplained things. Philadelphia gave us the Constitution, and now they challenge its existence. We'll be back.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
should have known I would need you after so long. Even alone, I can feel your arms around me. You're taking me home. So I'm on my way.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the last few minutes that we have here together, as we are on final approach for this evening, let me ask you to... sort of help me out with something here a little bit. I was sent a story, a link to a story, about the KGB. Remember the KGB? They no longer exist in Russia, but during the days of the Soviet Union, the KGB, KGB, existed. And they were the state security people in the Soviet Union. And now that the Soviet Union is gone, there is a little bit more openness there for people to discuss and talk about things like UFOs and extraterrestrials. Now, I was sent a link to this story. And it says in this story, the KGB has their old documents, and also a couple of ex-KGB agents or operatives have confirmed that they did come into possession of a downed UFO. Inside, there was the body of a pilot of this UFO, and they came into possession of it. This story says that they actually did an autopsy on this extraterrestrial. Now, what I need some help with here is I tried to trace down more information about this, and I hit dead ends. I was not able to find any further information about this alleged autopsy done by the former Soviet Union people. And the way it was written, it sounds like the autopsy was conducted by pathologists under the command of the KGB. Maybe you've heard something about it. Maybe you have read something about it. Maybe you know something about this incident and would be able to tell us yes or no it's true and give us some details, a little, whatever you know about it. If this actually happened, and if it is now being disclosed, I think that's a big deal. That's a big major thing if it actually did happen and if it is now being disclosed to the world. France has gone into a disclosure mode. They have taken all of their UFO files and put them on the internet. The Ministry of Defense from the United Kingdom is releasing tons of their stuff, and they're going to put it on the internet, all related to UFO investigations. But if this event actually happened, if the KGB, as reported, actually came into possession of a UFO containing a dead extraterrestrial, and if they did, in fact, conduct these tests, did the autopsy and so forth, if that actually happened, that's a big story. And is this coming out now? Look, the reports of this came out in Pravda, which is formerly, it's the newspaper that was formerly the official newspaper of the Communist Party in what we used to call the Soviet Union. If that story is true, then is it now coming to the surface and out into public view as a sort of test disclosure being done by Russia? So I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not true. Very fascinating story. And it's a story I think, you know, if I knew how to follow up on this, I would. But I've done everything I know, and I'm running into dead ends and cannot determine whether this story is true or not. I cannot determine if it's based on truth. So maybe you can do that, and maybe you know something. If you do, we've just got a few minutes left. Give me a call. And we will we'll discuss it in whatever time is left to us here this evening. But I need to hear from you pretty quickly because the we're going to run out of time very quickly. And so if we're going to discuss it, it's got to be now. All right, 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. And I have a call coming in on the Philadelphia line that I gave you a moment ago. So I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take a very, very quick little break while I take this call and see what that's about. Might be something we all want to hear about.
The paper and I watch the news. It seems there's only pain and suffering, and there ain't nothing I can do. It's so senseless, I feel defenseless, so small.
All right, it was not about Philadelphia. And it was not about this report coming out of Russia. It was someone calling, who, you know, I said, if you're from Philadelphia, you can use that line. But somebody decided to call on that line that's not from Philadelphia. And I'm sorry, but we'll not take that call. All right. This whole thing, you know, the alien autopsy movie that came out had people fascinated. And some of what was in that movie fooled some of the experts. But it did turn out that it was a hoax. Apparently, the whole thing was hoaxed. But it really grabbed a lot of attention. Unfortunately, because of the fact that it turned out to be hoaxed, now people sort of throw the baby out with the bathwater and say all such reports are hoaxes. Well, maybe that's the truth. Maybe they are all hoaxes. Maybe there has never been a captured alien or a recovered extraterrestrial body. Maybe it's just never happened. That seems to me to be unfathomable, but perhaps it's never happened. Here then comes a story out of Russia that during the days of the Soviet Union, the KGB was in possession of such a body, an extraterrestrial, recovered from a crashed UFO. Is this story as bogus as the Santilli film, the alien autopsy film, has been determined to be? Is this just as bogus, or is this real? Now, if you know something about it, if you find out something about it, please let me know. As I said, I've done all the investigation I know how to do on it, and I got nowhere. So maybe you've got a little better investigative skills on the Internet, and perhaps you can confirm or deny the reality of that story. Don't forget, go over to kevinsmithshow.com, sign up for our free weekly newsletter called the K-Files E-Zine, and do something else while you're over there that's a lot of fun and doesn't cost anything and will help you a lot if you've got a cell phone. Sign up at UpSnap. Just scroll down the page, click the little white button on the right. It says UpSnap, and establish your free UpSnap account. If you do that, you will be able to listen to this show and to other shows via your cell phone. Free of charge. It's a good thing. A very good thing. I got a flash message from someone who said, I want to send you email, but the only address I have for you is flash@kevinsmithshow.com, and you only read that during the show. Well, that's true. Go to kevinsmithshow.com, click on where it says contact us, and you'll see how to send us an email. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. I'll be here tomorrow night. You be here too, okay? Until then, so long, everybody.